It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with that guy, Andy Carboni. And Andy, a week ago, I think you were talking about how the Red Sox would win a game, lose a game, and despite a fast start in New York, they're still kind of winning a game and losing a game this week.
Certainly are, Bill, that's for sure. If you take a look at what happened at the end of last week, last Sunday they picked up a win, then they win two against the Yankees, lose a couple, and then take two from the Tigers and lose one last night. So they're still playing that up-and-down kind of game, the 35-27 on the season. But that's good for second place in the AL East, but they're now 4.5 games behind the Yankees.
Yeah, that hurt, that those other losses to the Yankees. All right, so where do we begin? What's the latest Red Sox news and notes that you have or want to share with us?
Well, first of all, just going to update what's coming up this week. They have a home-at-home series against the Phillies. Two games at Fenway tonight and tomorrow, then they head to Philadelphia for two more, and then they'll go to Houston for three games over the weekend, and Houston's the best team in Major League Baseball, so Red Sox better take care of business against the struggling Phillies before heading to Houston. That's going to be a tough weekend series. Of course, the big news since last time we talked was Eduardo Rodriguez. He's been told he shut down for 3 to 4 weeks by Dr. James Andrew for that dislocated right kneecap. The Red Sox say he's progressing well, and the Red Sox hope to get him back on the mound this week. So I don't know if that's being shut down for 3 to 4 weeks, if he's getting back on the mound this week. But we'll see what happens. I guess the best-case scenario they're saying is that Rodriguez returns to the team in late July. Worst-case scenario, of course, is surgery, which he would miss 5 to 6 months of time. So hopefully this rest and rehab will get him back on the mound sooner than later. Brian Johnson will be taking Rodriguez's spot in the rotation. Also on the mend, reliever Carson Smith. He threw a 20-pitch session against some hitters at Yankee Stadium last week. He's going to throw another simulated game tomorrow at Fenway. If that all goes well, he'll head out on a rehab assignment. Of course, that would give the Red Sox some extra reinforcements in the bullpen.
And Jackie Bradley hit a big home run. Is this the guy? Does this guy have the most power of anybody on the Red Sox, Jackie Bradley Jr.?
I'd probably say so at this point, Bill, considering what's left after Poppy leaving. He certainly hit some long home runs, and he had one on Friday night, 457 feet over one of the exit ramps in right field bleachers above the Tigers' bullpen. And that ball was hit in the same section as the famous Ted Williams home run with record 502 feet at Fenway. And that home run by Bradley on Friday was hit on the 71st anniversary of the Williams home run.
Ooh, wow, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I do. All right. Andy, any other Red Sox notes involving current players? We have a bunch from former players that you have here, but anything from current players?
Well, Craig Kimbrel picked up a couple saves this past week. He keeps rolling right along. Then, of course, you have Chris Sale picking up two more wins this week. He's now up to 8 on the season. Drew Pomerantz, he struggled last night in the rotation. Rick Porcello lost his 8th game earlier in the week against the Yankees. He'll be back on the mound tonight. And the other note is, of course, David Price. He was spouting off that he's not going to talk to the media anymore, only on game days. And he promptly went out the next night against the Yankees and got shelled. So pitching staff is still very up and down at this point as well.
All right, names from the past. We've got Pedro in the news, Ortiz in the news, and Pearsall in the news. Put those together for us.
Well, we'll start things off with, of course, Pedro with Ortiz kind of go hand in hand. Pedro Martinez tweeting earlier in the week that Ortiz is working out. He's in baseball shape. The Red Sox could use his bat. Of course, we've heard this from Pedro a few times already this spring, and Ortiz quickly responded on Twitter with, not coming back to play, but he is discussing a role with the team in the future, so we'll see what that's all about. Roger Clemens, he's going to be serving as a guest radio announcer for the Red Sox this coming Friday when the Sox are in Houston. Joe Castiglione will be away from the team this weekend. And also speaking of announcers for the Red Sox, former Sox play-by-play man Don Orsillo, he's going to announce the Sox-Astros game Saturday night, which is a Fox nationally televised game. And former Red Sox outfielder Jimmy Pearsall, he passed away last Sunday at the age of 87.
And then you got Jerry Remy got in a little bit of a little snafu, I guess, by saying that translators should not be allowed on the mound, referring to the Yankees. Yeah,
Jerry did mention that when the night that Masahiro Tanaka was pitching for the Yankees. Of course, Remy was forced to come out the day after on Nesson and apologize for his statements. So, maybe a little slip of the tongue by Jerry, but fortunately, it really didn't blow up into anything bigger.
No, and that's good, too. All right, Major League Baseball. We've got the Major League Baseball draft coming up, and I know you have a lot of other news and notes from around the MLB.
Yep, the MLB draft begins tonight, so we'll see how that all plays out. You know, the MLB draft compared to other sports draft is kind of a crapshoot. Usually when you have a first-round pick in the NFL or the NBA, they're on the team the next season, and they tend to be big players at times. With MLB, it kind of comes and goes. You can get a first-round pick that turns into a Hall of Famer like a Ken Griffey Jr., or you could wait till the 69th round like the LA Dodgers did when they drafted catcher Mike Piazza, who turned into a Hall of Famer. So it's really a crapshoot when it comes to the MLB draft, but that's all gets underway tonight. Yesterday at Yankee Stadium, Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge, he is rolling right along this year. He's definitely the odds-on favorite for the AL MVP and Rookie of the Year, and he's currently, he'd take home the Triple Crown Award at this point if the season ended today. Yesterday, Judge hit a 495-foot home run, his first home run out of two in the game, and definitely the longest ball hit at Yankee Stadium since they've gone into the new stadium. And Judge now leads Major League Baseball overall with 21 home runs.
Yeah, I think the youth movement is working for the Yankees this season.
That's no question about it, Bill. They are just, and they totally destroyed the Orioles over the weekend, scoring double digits in every game. So their bats are red hot at this point. Back on Tuesday night of last week, Reds outfielder Scooter Gennett went 5-for-5, hit 4 home runs, drove in 10 RBIs in a game against the Cardinals. And Gennett becomes the 17th player in MLB history and the first Reds player to ever hit 4 home runs in a game.
But, and you have Vin Scully in a MLB note. I'm always interested when you can work him in. Well, tell me how it works out.
Well, he actually works in with Connie Mack at this point. We're going to go way back at this point. This year, 2017, is the first year since 1885 that neither Connie Mack or Vin Scully were not involved in Major League Baseball. Mack began his playing career in 1886, and he ended up his career as a manager in 1950. And 1950 was the year that Vin Scully started his broadcasting career with the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Oh, I know. One other thing, you mentioned Jerry Remy making a comment about translators, but Mike Schmidt, since the Phillies are in town tonight, Mike Schmidt, Philly great, made a comment about building a team around a Spanish player. I think I knew what he meant, but he got into a little hot water himself.
He certainly did. He basically said teams shouldn't be built around a player that speaks Spanish. He can go into translations and all that going forward, like Remy made his statement, but you know, that really hadn't blown up as much as I thought. That one I thought was a lot worse than the Remy comment.
Yeah.
But they both seemed to be kind of quieted down pretty quickly, so there wasn't a lot of future noise on that one, so hopefully they both just kind of go away quietly with those.
Well, Andy, we're just about out of time here, but if there's anything else you want to share with us on the Red Sox, that's fine. But also, I want to ask you, I know a week ago you were at the Navigator game. They were looking for their first win. They're still looking for their first win, but I know you're a big baseball guy, and you got a chance to take in the Navigators last week.
Yeah, Navigators was a great take. It was their opening night, and they, of course they lost that game, as you mentioned. And actually, I was at Fraser Field again yesterday for the Division III North Final between Linfield and Austin Prep. Austin Prep came away with the win yesterday in that game. So spending some time over in Lynn recently. A couple other quick notes, a Red Sox note. Recently, the Red Sox on their roster for one start, they had David Price on the mound. Pablo Sandoval was on the roster in the lineup, as was Rosné Castillo and Alan Craig. Total salaries for those players, $69 million in AAA. Just to put that comparison, the total payroll of the San Diego Padres, $60 million. So that's some money being not well spent down in Pawtucket by the Boston Red Sox.
They're spending money, that's for sure. Yeah.
You can say that again.
Yeah. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds great, Bill. Thank you.
Andy Carbone, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.